Oh, don't worry, Molly. They don't actually hurt. They are annoying, though. You never know when they're going to hit you. It's like your body's playing a trick on you. And then they just go away. There, Molly. Yay! I'm all better. It's a good thing, because usually when I have the hiccups, they last a lot longer than... Oh, no, Molly! They're back! Oh, no, what am I going to do? Oh, look! It's Dr. Molly! She'll save me! So, where do we start? My head? Well, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, you want to go on my head? Okay, you're the doctor. Up you go. There, Molly, you're on my head, but do you really think that you can hold down my hiccups? Okay. Hey, that one wasn't so bad. It works, Molly. Oh, you are one good dolly doctor. Oh, Molly, it... Molly! Where are you? Oh, are you all right? Let me help you. Oh, Molly, I am so sorry. Oops. Oh, Molly, I am so sorry. Oh, right. Maybe I shouldn't touch you. The worst part about hiccups is waiting for the next one. Well, some clowns say a good scare is a good way to cure the hiccups. Well, but where am I going to find a good scare around here? Very scary, Molly. Hey! No more hiccups! Oh, Molly, you did it! Oh, Molly, give me a hug! Oh, no! They're back! Oh, no! You too, Molly? Oh, we've got double hiccups. Oh, wait, let's get far apart. Oh, this isn't working at all. Oh, maybe a stretch on my clock rug would help. Oh, I'll be right back, Molly. Sometimes when I'm full of energy, I need to stretch like this. Thank you. Molly. No more hiccups.
You too?
Oh, great. Well, now we know a good cure for the hiccups. All you need is a good stretch.
Yay!
Oh, Molly, your hiccups, they're back. Oh. Oh, poor Molly. Poor me.
Invited Auntie McCassar over for our ladies' tea. We do it once every year, and I want the yard to look perfect. Oh, thank you, Snickle Fritz. Well, time to cut the grass. Dang, everything looks all nice.
Granny, I was wondering if...
Yes, Lunette?
What do you know about...
Lunette, I could understand you better if you would stop your hiccups.
I can't!
Ah, you have the hiccups. That's all right. Everybody gets them. Sometimes your body does little things that you just can't control. Don't be scared. It's normal.
But how do you...
How do you hiccup? You've got it right.
No, how do you...
Stop! I see. You want to stop the hiccups.
Yes, Granny. I'm tired of the... I want to stop.
Of course. Snickle Fritz, please fetch from the cart my big book of old country cures.
Oh, I knew you could help me.
Please, call me Granny. Oh, thank you, Snicky. Oh, no. No, Pussy Fritz. This is my small book of old country cookery. Take this back. Oh, we need the big book. Please.
Do you ever get the hiccups, Granny?
Not often, no. But when I do...
What?
They're different. few snickles. This is it. Let's see. Apnea, botrytis, cholesterol, dizziness, earaches, flatulence. Aha, here it is. Hiccups.
Oh, what's it? Say.
Oh, put a doll on your head.
Tried it.
Hiccups scare easily.
Tried it.
Here's another cure. Stand on one foot.
Okay.
Grab your right ear with your left hand.
Easy enough.
Cross your eyes and stick out your tongue.
Stick out my tongue.
Then hop 7 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Granny, I think it worked.
Of course. It's all in the book. 3 cheers for the old country cures.
Oh,
hip hop hooray! Hip hop hooray! Hip hop.
Oh, Granny. They're back.
Oh, and Granny, you've got them too.
I do.
But they're different.
Yes, I get the kangaroo hiccups.
Kangaroo hiccups? Why are they called the kangaroo hiccups?
I don't know. My body is out of control.
Oh, Major! Bedhead!
Oh, hi, Lunette.
Yeah. Meow.
Hey, Snickster.
Hello, Bedhead.
Oh, hello, Granny.
Major, Bedhead,
we've got the hiccups.
Oh, I can cure hiccups.
You can?
How? Major, we'll try anything.
Ballet.
Ballet?
Yeah, sure. It's a kind of a dance they usually do in a large theater with lots of lifts.
We know what ballet is, Major Bedhead.
But we've never heard about ballet curing the hiccups.
We'll try it.
Oh. Boy, I'm ready.
Molly, you watch from over here.
All right, assume the position. Ready?
Auntie Anne.
Uh-oh.
torpedo. Hiccups.
There seem to be hiccups all around here.
And we can't stop.
Well, I can help. How about my hiccup song?
When you got a hiccup and you don't want a hiccup, go on to the garden. I know something you can pick up. Hick, hick, here they come again, man. Up, up, get up with the plant plan. Just a leaf of cabbage and you got them on the run, man. Put it on your belly and then soon they will be gone, man. Hiccup, 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 hiccup. When you got a bubble and you caught up in the burp loop, you lie down on the floor and then you sit up and you slurp, soup, burp, burp. Here they come again, man. Slurp, slurp. Soon they will be gone, man. Get down on your belly and you got them on the run, man. Another sip of simple soup and soon they will be gone, man. Hiccup, hiccup, hop, hiccup, hiccup. Well, you jump two times. Jump up, jump up. To the left and the right, left, right. Hiccup, hiccup, oh, hiccup, hiccup, oh, hiccup, hiccup, oh, hiccup, hiccup, oh.
Well?
I think my hiccups are gone.
Mine too.
I'm cured.
Thanks.
Ha, 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 you're welcome. Now, Granny. Are we still on for that ladies' afternoon tea?
Oh, yes, yes. Have a seat, Auntie Em.
Boy, a nice cup of tea really would go down well right now. Especially after all that hiccuping. And ballet.
Well, then, let's have a ladies' and a ladies' tea. Oh, how about you, little lady?
Oh, thanks anyway, but no. I'm heading back to the couch. I'm all tired out after all that hiccuping. And ballet.
Okay, then. Bye-bye, Lunette.
Bye-bye. Lunette.
Bye, Lunette.
Molly, thank goodness those bothering hiccups are all gone at last. And Granny sure is going to sleep well tonight after all that jumping around. I think I'd like to get the kangaroo hiccups. Just once. Aww. Yep, I'm ready for a rest too. Ah! No, I'm too tired for bowling. And I'm too tired for my snowshoes. But I'm not too tired for a story. Ah, my glasses. There. Ready, Molly? Story of Garth Grasshopper.
Millions of years ago, grasshoppers were different than today. For one thing, their back legs were a lot shorter. Instead of jumping, they all walked and ran about on their sturdy, short legs. In fact, they weren't even called grasshoppers then. They were known as grass walkers. None of the grass walkers seemed to mind, though, since they liked living on the ground. There was plenty to eat, and lots of free time for races and walking trips. Life was good, and no one dreamed of making a change until one day, 19 million years ago, on a Thursday around 1, young Garth Grasshopper suddenly felt the need for speed. From that moment, Garth knew that races and walking trips were not enough. A feeling inside him was saying, "Get moving!" First, Garth invented roller skating. Then he tried surfboarding. And skiing. but everything ended in a spectacular faceplant. Garth was certainly moving, but it was usually to the hospital. Poor Garth. His ideas didn't quite work as he'd hoped. He was about to plan a nice walking trip somewhere when suddenly he got the hiccups. Not only the hiccups, but the famous kangaroo hiccups. Garth found himself hopping all over the place. At first he felt surprised, then a little shaken. But then he began to feel happy. Hopping was fun and didn't need any bandages. Soon, all the other grass walkers were hopping, too. They all liked it. And the more they hopped, the stronger and longer their legs grew. The walkers became so good at hopping that their name was officially changed to Grasshoppers. And Garth became famous, winning the gold medal in the triple hop at the Grasshopper Olympics. After that, he was often asked the secret of his great discovery. What was it that led him to start hopping? Garth always gave the same answer. I have absolutely no idea. The end. Boy, Garth had the same kind of hiccups as Granny. Hey, maybe Granny will win a gold medal for jumping too. Hey, who made this little mess? I did? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Day. Ah, but at least we're cured of the hiccups.
Oh no!
Now we've got the yawns. I just can't help it. Ah, well, thanks for visiting with us today. I think a little nap will cure our yawning.
And the clown over the moon.